KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 34 degrees. We look for a slight chance of snow or sleet this morning. Gradually becoming mostly sunny today, a high of 37, with temperatures falling into the 20s during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Authorities in Montgomery County report a man and woman were arrested Wednesday afternoon on assault charges. 23-year-old Caleb Nathaniel Brown and 21-year-old Bradina Sky Gary, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 2 p.m. after officers with the Red Oak Police Department responded to a reported domestic situation in the 1800 block of East Summit Street. An investigation determined Brown and Gary had allegedly assaulted each other. Both were subsequently charged with domestic abuse assault and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $300 each. A Nebraska man convicted of killing a former Western Iowa woman and her husband was sentenced Wednesday to two life terms in prison. The Daily Nonpareil reports 34-year-old Matthew Henriksen of Ewing, Nebraska, will serve two life sentences for murdering newlyweds Victoria Lee Vargas and her husband Alex in December of 2012. Victoria Vargas was a former Missouri Valley City Councilwoman. Their murders took place in northeast Nebraska's Antelope County. Henriksen, who was convicted in Antelope County District Court in October of last year, received a life sentence for each of the two counts of first-degree murder, 25 to 30 years for one count of possessing a firearm while committing a felony, and 40 to 50 years for one count of using a firearm to commit a felony. His sentences will be served consecutively. The bodies of the couple he killed were discovered in a burned-out mobile home on December 8th of 2012. The Nebraska Attorney General said autopsies showed Alex Vargas was shot three times in his midsection, while his wife suffered traumatic blunt force trauma to the head before their home was torched. Henriksen, an ex-boyfriend of Victoria's, was arrested the same day at a family member's home. A district court judge in Council Bluffs has sentenced 37-year-old Scott Norman Hart of Council Bluffs to 20 years in prison on charges of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute and carrying a firearm regarding drug trafficking. Chief United States District Court Judge James Gritzner on Tuesday sentenced Hart to 180 months imprisonment on the drug charge and a consecutive 60 months imprisonment on the firearm charge. Hart was further sentenced to concurrent terms of 5 years of supervised release on both charges. The judge also ordered Hart to forfeit the firearm and ammunition he possessed and to pay a $200 special assessment to the Crime Victim Fund. Hart remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending the designation of the prison while he'll be serving his term. The charges against Hart arose from the Fugitive Task Force encountering him at a residence in Council Bluffs on November 9th of 2012. Hart was wanted on a fugitive warrant for absconding from parole in Nebraska. At the time of his arrest, he was found to be in possession of about 95 grams of methamphetamine and a small quantity of marijuana. Also found on his person at the time of his arrest was a loaded .380 caliber pistol. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they were investigating the theft of a vehicle stolen from Anita. At around 9:12 p.m. Tuesday, they received word a 1998 Ford Escort was stolen from the parking lot of the Cam High School in Anita. The car, owned by April McAfee of Anita, was recovered Wednesday morning in a ditch near 640th and Fayette Road in Cass County. Officials say there are no suspects at this time. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday two people from Essex were injured during a crash Wednesday morning in Page County. The drivers of both vehicles, 37-year-old Stacy Graham and 65-year-old Claude Harris, were flown by helicopter to Creighton Hospital in Omaha following the crash on Highway 48 at around 9:20 a.m. The patrol says a 2010 Ford Fusion driven by Graham was northbound on Highway 48 when, for reasons unknown, it crossed the center line of the road and collided with Harris's Ford F-150 pickup. Both drivers were trapped in their vehicles and had to be extricated by mechanical means. That accident remains under investigation. And two people suspected of being involved in numerous rural burglaries in Shelby County have been charged in connection with the crimes. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office and 52-year-old John Piper and 31-year-old Sarah Grolke, both of Harlan, faced two felony counts of burglary in the third degree and a felony count of possession of an offensive weapon. Piper was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $35,000 bond. Grolke has appeared before the magistrate and was released on her own recognizance. An investigation into the incidents is ongoing. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Dwayne Partlow, age 90 of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Dwayne Partlow will be today at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Myrna Nelson, age 76 of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Myrna Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. Dorothy Betts, age 89, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Betts will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Paul Testrode, age 73, of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Testrode will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Mary Carney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Carney will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Anita Community Center. Auchinbury, England Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Otis Blakely, age 100, a longtime resident of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Otis Blakely will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marlon Fredrickson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlon Fredrickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elaine Adams, age 63, of Casey, died Monday in Des Moines. A gathering of family and friends to celebrate and remember Elaine Adams will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford will be Friday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mike Lead, age 69, of Anita, died Wednesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Mike Lead will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Auchinbury Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Carl Martin, age 93, of Walnut, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Carl Martin will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Doris Peterson, age 83, of Kingsley, died Monday. Funeral services for Doris Peterson will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Verda Julesgaard, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Verda Julesgaard will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Helena Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helena Hahn will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Nadine Holtz, age 83, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Nadine Holtz will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jeanette Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A funeral mass for Jeanette Smith will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Betty Ninehouse, age 89, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Ninehouse are currently pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.